You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
To another edition of The Mark White Show, I am so glad that you can be with us. I'm coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations, my wife's sewing business here in Athens, Alabama. I have with me right now Heather Glass, representing Sacred Selections North Alabama, as we are supporting Daniel and Olivia Minerchek. It was much easier when it was Olivia Rigsby, but it's Minerchek now, and Jake and Taylor Cowart. Right now, I have Heather Glass with me in person at Coronation. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Heather.
Thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you. Let's talk about your connection to Sacred Selections. Why are you helping to support this effort in April?
It's a very long story. So, one, I just love adoption. And we love the idea that there's such an organization as Sacred Selections that are helping families that can't afford it because adoption's very expensive. And so I know several families that have adopted throughout the years. In fact, my kind of not real cousin, but cousin has adopted, and he was our ring bearer in our wedding. And so Sacred Selections has kind of been, you know, random places throughout my life, but I kind of... The way that I ended up being pulled into it, I guess you could say, is all because of this sweatshirt. And so I was wearing this sweatshirt on my anniversary cruise, and right in the middle of nowhere. It was a cruise that went to Maine, right, in October. Mm-hmm. So I was me and my husband were the youngest people on the boat. And I look over, and there was a lady wearing this sweatshirt, and I had brought it, but I had just taken it off, and it was supposed to be in my cabin. And so I'm like, she stole my sweatshirt. And so I went up to her and I was like, hey, I have that sweatshirt. And she was like, really? And I was like, yeah. And come to find out, we had been at the same Sacred Selections fundraiser like 3 weeks prior, to where I really knew no one, because when we moved up here, I didn't know very many people because I'm from Texas, and we had gone to the Sacred Selection benefits in Texas, and I just loved it. So I was looking for one up here, and so I went to the Memphis one with some friends, but I hardly knew anyone. And so it was pretty comical that I ended up on the same, you know, finding somebody on this cruise ship of however many people that had the same one. So I kind of I made her take a picture with me, and then I sent it to Dana, who I did not know, but I just thought she might find it funny or you know, warm her heart, and she loved it. And then, Deidre Starling, who's the primary organizer for the Texas Hill Country, has known me since I was born. And so she kind of told Dana, if you're looking for somebody to do to organize one up there, then Heather's your girl. So she kind of came to me for that.
Wow.
So I was like, well, let me talk to my husband. And he actually on that trip had said, like, one of his goals for like our second year of marriage was to give more to the community and to volunteer more. So the Lord was like, here you go.
Very nice. I follow the Texas Hill Country Sacred Selections page. And then, of course, here in North Alabama. So what brought you to North Alabama?
My husband's job. Yeah. So he's from Florida. My sister married an Alabama native. And so we had that family connection kind of up here. And we had visited Huntsville and really enjoyed the area. And so that's how we kind of ended up here.
Very cool. And organizing an effort like this is not easy. It takes a lot of work to do it. How long have you been working on this project?
Actually only since about October. Yeah, so we were talking about putting out a year and we said, no, that's too long. And so we've been doing it since October, but it's been a group effort for sure. There's definitely a lot of what I call heavy hitters that have been helping. So it's not by any means just me or my husband. We've got a great army behind us.
So they said, Heather, I want you to be the lead organizer. Raise your hand if you want to volunteer to do this. How did that happen?
She literally just, Dana texted me. And if you know Dana, you don't really, you know,
say no.
You don't say no, but you also, hear her out. And she, you know, pitched to me how needed it was in this area because it was previously done before COVID and they had a really good response up here. But then those organizers got, you know, busy and couldn't continue doing it. So they were looking for somebody who could kind of help lead the charge up here. And so she asked if we would do that. And so we said, sure, we'd love to.
Very cool. I think my first contact with North Alabama Sacred Selections was Brittany Broadway. I believe that was her name.
Broadwell, yeah.
Broadwell,
yeah. She did really great stuff. Yeah, so they adopted two and had two biological. And
okay.
So, yeah.
Well, glad to hear that.
They did a great job with it. And they actually had it the last year that they had it up here was at the Huntsville Botanical Gardens, and that's where we'll have it this year again.
I've known Olivia Rigsby now for many years since she was born. I was actually friends with her dad way back in the 80s. They used to play basketball in my yard. I had a basketball goal, and they would come over and shoot baskets in my driveway. And Eugene, her dad's older than me, but I've known her family for a long time. So I know Olivia's from Athens. And then as far as the Cowherts, where are they from here in North Alabama?
Yeah, they're in Decatur area. They go to, I think, Danville Church of Christ. But yeah, so they're really excited and are very looking forward to it. So hopefully we'll get to introduce you to both of those couples at the actual event. But they're very excited. Olivia has wanted to adopt since she was 3 years old.
Oh, wow.
So she has had it in her heart since then. And so, so they're great, great couples. And we're excited to highlight them and to benefit couples like them.
So if someone's listening right now and we think about the two couples that are going to be benefiting this year, if someone was interested in benefiting, like, you had to choose two couples or two couples submitted applications or whatever happened, for them to be chosen. How does that work?
So yeah, Dana and David primarily, or Sacred Selections as a whole, they, you know, vet them out and they become, as they kind of say, bona fide Sacred Selections couples.
Yes.
Grant approved families. And so then they'll kind of let us know, okay, these are the families that are in your area. They'll kind of tell us about them and say, do you think that'd be a good fit for, you know, for you? And obviously having a family from Athens is really good, because we really do want it to feel like it's North Alabama, that it's not Huntsville specific. We want, you know, the Florence area to feel involved, the Athens area, Decatur area. We want all of them to feel like this is the event for them. And one of the reasons she did contact me is because there's so many families, which is a blessing, in this area wanting to adopt, that we were having to send them to different fundraisers, right? So to the Birmingham one, or to maybe Middle Tennessee, things like that, just so that they could, you know, be highlighted as the family. And so that was another big reason we wanted to get it up and going again.
I'm familiar with several of those families that have benefited from Sacred Selections. And then I would see an event where they might be with Middle Tennessee, and I would say, well, they're from Birmingham or they're from Huntsville area.
Right.
But that's the reason, is because getting the ball rolling now back on this particular group is just getting started again after a little bit of a hiatus.
Yeah, and I think COVID did play a little bit of a part in that, because if I recall correctly, the last event was in 2019, and so that was a little bit of why it kind of stopped too.
We were there for that one. It was a great event, and it raised a lot of money for the families or family that it was there for, and so that was great. And I love seeing the families who want to adopt. I'm a second generation beneficiary of adoption, because my grandparents, who raised me, and I very well could have been adopted, but they had guardianship. They adopted my birth mother, and so they adopted three children back in the 1950s, and then I'm a byproduct of that.
Yeah.
And them raising those children and then raising me. So I understand the significance of the families who want to adopt and the impact that they can have on these children's lives if they are allowed to be part of it. And here we've got two couples who want those children in their lives and want to be that positive, good influence on them and lead them in the right way. And that's so happy. I'm so happy to hear that families want to do that. And it's a privilege, you know, to be able to talk about these couples and their need to adopt or their desire to adopt and to help them do that.
Yeah, exactly. We're so excited to be able to help others do that, because, you know, right now where my husband and I are at is that we're not ready to adopt or do that, but we're so excited to help other people and get this community to rally behind them, because it's such a great way for us to be pro-life, right? And to give, you may not be able to adopt a child, but you might be able to give $25 towards somebody who can, who has that open home.
Yes.
And, right, it becomes this domino effect for years down the road. And as they say, you know, it is kingdom work, because you are training these children and bringing them up in the fear of the Lord. So
very much so. And this is taking place at Huntsville Botanical Gardens this year, which is a beautiful place to have an event like this.
Yes. Deidre Starling has said many times, she's like, that is the perfect venue. And so it's got that stamp of approval. And she said it's, you know, it's going to be a gorgeous event. We have a harpist, a classical harpist, will be playing too. So it'll be kind of fun and different things like that.
Very nice. Right now, folks, we're talking to Heather Glass, and we're talking about the North Alabama Sacred Selections North Alabama Spring Dinner at Huntsville Botanical Gardens, supporting Daniel and Olivia Minerchek, as well as Jake and Taylor Cowart, in their efforts to adopt. And Heather, if you'll stick with me, we'll continue this conversation on the other side and talk more about the event, what people can expect, how they can get tickets, and all that good stuff, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right,
thanks,
folks,
Mark.
I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week except Sunday. for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Welcome back. Glad to have you here with us as we're coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama. My wife has a sewing shop here in Athens. I'm proud to support her. Right now, I do have Heather Glass with me here in the studio, and we're talking about Sacred Selections North Alabama. We're talking about an event that's coming up April the 14th at Huntsville Botanical Gardens, a very special subject to talk about, adoption. Next week, I will be at the Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Association Conference for a couple of days as I cover that effort and families that have adopted, families that are foster parents. This is an important subject to me as I am a beneficiary of adoption thanks to my grandparents. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Heather Glass.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. We talked about your work on this project, being the person who is in charge of it, but having a team of people who are able to help you move this forward. And you said you've been working on it since October. So that's a little while now, October, November, December, January, February, March, 6 months into the project.
Yeah, we're 6 months in, and this is where we're about a month out. And so right now is really where things start taking off at full steam ahead. My phone has definitely been going off more, and so I'm happy, though, to have such a big group of support from people. By no means is it a one-woman show. You know, we've got people all over that are helping in Decatur, in Athens, in Huntsville, and Madison, all over that have been contacting businesses, trying to get sponsorships, but getting silent auction items, live auction items, all of that. And so we've been super thankful for that because, again, I'm not a native to here. And one thing that is, you know, is a good thing is, you know, we had a meeting and I'll be like, well, we need more people to do desserts for our dessert dash. And, you know, one person would be like, oh, well, what about, you know, Susie over there? And then the other one would be like, yeah, and what about her cousin? Who, you know, they just know everyone. And so that's been a huge blessing to have such a good network.
One of my sponsors, Thompson Roofing and Construction, I believe is a premier sponsor of this event. So I'm excited about that too.
Yes, they are. They are one of our platinum sponsors and we're so thankful for their support.
Very nice. And a lot of sponsors have jumped in to be part of this because it does take that sponsorship for an effort like this to be able to be successful.
It really does. It helps cover our base costs so that we can start really making money for these couples. So we're appreciative of that. And I couldn't even name all the sponsors right now, so I won't even try to, just because I don't want to leave anybody out. But yeah, we have four great sponsorship levels, and I think that helped too, because you can do it at a low level. You know, we have bronze, silver, gold, and platinum, and so it really worked for any kind of business, you know, that could support, whether it be small or large.
How about items for the silent auction? Have you already taken everything in that you're going to, or are people still donating?
So our cutoff is March 31st, just because we are trying to get all of our pictures pretty standardized. We have a backdrop we're taking pictures in front of, just to make them, you know, look nice and appealing. And so for sponsorships and for our silent auction items, the cutoff is March 31st.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would they donate items to this effort?
I would say best way would be to go ahead and contact through Messenger on the Facebook page. Or if they want to find me on Facebook, that's fine too. There's also several other people that have been helping. So typically some of the ways we have been getting, donations is just from people knowing people, right, that are associated somehow, either they've adopted through Sacred Selection. So if, you know, you happen to know somebody who's working on it, they can, you know, get with them or directly contact me.
Very good. And just some examples of things that have been donated so far, if you off the top of your head can think.
Yeah,
of
we have some really great. I love that we have different price points. We have, you know, smaller things as well as bigger things. So actually, there was a Boy Scout troop that donated a camping basket. So that's really great. It's in a cooler and looks really, really great. And I love that they wanted to give back in that way, you know, high schoolers, middle schooler boys.
Yes.
But we also have things from like handmade lamps to quilts that have been made, a coffee basket. I mean, you name it, we probably have a basket for it, right? So I'm trying to think if there's, we have, you know, things that have been cross-stitched. We are having, someone is doing those, I can never say the word quite right, amigurumi. They're like the crocheted little people or animals or whatever. And so they are going to be Harry Potter, though. So they look great. I've seen them. There's Harry and Hermione and Dobby and Ron and all that. And so, yeah, a little bit of everything, and it'll be really great. So
usually some trips are involved there too, where there might be some getaways.
Yeah, available. For our live auction, we have a cabin in the Smokies for 3 nights, and we have a cabin in Mentone for 2 nights. So those are our bigger kind of getaways, and we'll have what is called the runaround. I don't know if they've done that before in years past or
not.
I have not
heard of that.
But it's the very last thing in the silent auction, and it's kind of it'll be a package that's based in Huntsville area. So like a night at the Westin, you know, Connor's gift cards for a nice steak dinner, some of those kinds of things put together. And you, every time, we need to make sure we stress this, but every time you raise your paddle, you're pledging $50. But whoever's paddle goes up last, that's who wins it. So let's say, you know, you decide, okay, well, my all-in is $150, which would be 3 times, okay? But then you have somebody else who's like, okay, well, I might only be willing to do 50, but if I, you know, maybe strategically pick it up, then I might be the last one. So you just really never know. It's kind of fun that way. It's made some really good money, because at the end of the day, you could get a stay at the Westin, right, and a $100 gift card to Connor's for $50. So
very cool.
Yeah. So, and there will be more in that package. We just haven't quite finished that. So we're still working on that. The team's still working on that.
Let's jump back into what this is about, adoption and families who want to take in children and make them their own. They become part of the family when they're adopted. Those are their children. Just like when my grandparents adopted, those were their children, and I was their grandson. And I love the fact that my grandparents did that. It helped my life. It made my life richer and fuller, and I appreciate them for that. Even though they're not here with us any longer, they meant so much to me and the impact and their care for children. My grandmother wanted children, and this was how they were able to do it, was to bring 3 into their home. And so this is very important that people understand why they should come to the dinner, or why they should support the auction or support Sacred Selections if they can't make it to the dinner, to still contribute to help these families.
Yeah, it's so needed. Honestly, I get chills you talking about that, just because of how much adoptions has touched your life and, you know, will touch the lives of these children that we will be helping. And I think it really drives in that point when you see these children, whether they be babies or a little bit older, their lives are forever changed, right? In the line of work that I am in, I'm a occupational therapist, and I'll see kids that are in the foster care, and I'll see kids that have been adopted, and their life is literally forever changed, right? They're out of the situation where they weren't maybe going to be able to be taken care of very well. And one thing that I have the deep respect for with Sacred Selections is that they really do care about the birth moms too. They take care of that birth mom. They give her, you know, what she needs. And they, you know, they, a lot of them do have a relationship with that birth mom. And you can just see when, with the stories that they'll tell you too, Dana and David, that these family, the birth moms recognize that it's something, you know, different, that we are, we really mean well, and that we want to do what is best for that child. And they, a lot of the times, will be so blown away that anybody would even want their child, that anybody would have that kind of desire for their child. And that, you know, just hearing about that is so, I think, moving too. And again, it's one of those opportunities that, you know, you may not be able to adopt, but if you, you know, can give $25, $30, something like that, then you're going to be able to help these families that can't adopt and help those children to be adopted and for their families to choose life.
Very good. And that's what I hope will come across to listeners today as we're talking about this and supporting two families, two couples, Daniel and Olivia Minerchek and Jake and Taylor Cowart. Both very deserving families. I know Olivia, known her for a very long time, and glad that both of these families are going to benefit. And, you know, it gives them comfort, I'm sure, to think about when they thought about the magnitude of the cost that's there for adoption, and then to realize that Sacred Selections will help them in that arena, because adoptions are very expensive. The ones that I've heard of are very expensive, and it takes a lot of work to get to that point. And the fundraising work that you're doing, that the team of people has done with the spring dinner, will allow these couples to be able to adopt. It'll take care of that burden.
Exactly. And that's what Sacred Selections, being a nonprofit, is all about. They don't have to pay, you know, for anything. If they get a bill, they send it to Sacred Selections and they take care of it. And the running rate has gone up for adoptions in the U.S. It's about 90,000 now. So I don't know that we'll really raise enough for both, but, you know, that's our goal. We're just trying to get as much as we can just to help them to be able to adopt and not have to worry about those finances. But one great thing about Sacred Selections, if they've been, you know, grant approved families, they're going to get that funding, whether it's, you know, money from our fundraiser and from Middle Tennessee. You know, it all kind of goes together and is a great combined effort to make sure these babies get brought home.
So Heather, let's tell people how to connect. We want people to know how to connect with Sacred Selections North Alabama, Sacred Selections in general, as the big umbrella organization for the other. As we mentioned, there are groups around the country, so they can find these pages of different areas where there are Sacred Selections groups tied to Sacred Selections, and then tell people how to be a part of this dinner on April the 14th.
Yeah, actually, so we're on Sacred Selections North Alabama. We just did create an Instagram, so we have Instagram now, and we're on Facebook, and that's been the page that's been for Sacred Selections North Alabama. We have kind of added, we changed our logo, that kind of thing, so that's on there. Same with the main Sacred Selections page is on Facebook, and you can find it. They almost always repost all of the other things, so whether it's Memphis or DFW or Texas Hill Country or, you know, there's so many, I can't even name them all. But if it's any of those, they...
you would have done great if you could have done
it. I know, right?
Because I know there's a lot of them. I tried to follow every one of them.
Yeah, so, and they'll do... they've started this thing called Chapter Connections, and at the beginning of every month, they'll kind of highlight the upcoming events, so you can find an event in your area. And another really great thing is that now that everything is so virtual, even if you're, you know, in Texas and you want to bid on a silent auction item, you know, you can do that. And, or if you're in Indiana and you know somebody who's coming to it, you can bid on it. If you win it, you know, they'll take it to you, or you can contact us and I'm sure we'll work with you to try to get it to you, but, or just drive up the price. I mean, you know,
sure. So follow
it's
Sacred
all for the babies.
Yes. Sacred Selections North Alabama on Facebook and Instagram now. And then Sacred Selections, the organization, follow them through Sacred Selections on Facebook. You can also go to sacredselections.org, which is the main page. And any other way, we've got the event April 14th. We want people to get tickets. They can go to Sacred Selections North Alabama on Facebook and see the link to purchase tickets.
Yeah, there's a link there. It'll take you directly to it. And we have two great options for meal and even a kid's ticket if you want to bring the kiddos. So We're looking forward to it.
And it looks like the theme this year is growing the family tree.
Yes.
North Alabama Sacred Selections Benefit Dinner, April 14th at 6 p.m., the Huntsville Botanical Gardens. We hope to see some of you there. And Heather Glass, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers. We're sharing about organizations, and I hope that you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.